All right. Welcome back. Monday, December 16th. In my little holiday hut, gingerbread-colored hut here on Dakota Avenue. Talking to you folks, thank you very much for waking up with us this morning and letting us be a part of your morning and part of your life. I just figured out what I was going to sing. I've got like different Christmas songs for each guest.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Shannon Klein, it's Christmas time in the city.
Hey, that worked.
That worked?
I like it.
All right.
I like it.
Shannon, Pastor Shannon Klein in United Methodist, good morning.
Good morning to you, Bill.
My pastor, my shepherd, and a lot of times my inspiration. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
We're talking something very, very cool. You are part of the We Care Coalition.
I am.
Tell me what that's all about and what it's meant to you. It's a two-parter.
Yeah, so We Care Coalition, we're here. We're a kind of a coalition of folks who really care about our youth in the area. So we want to be able to support them mentally, physically, and spiritually in whatever way that we can in the local area. And it's meant a lot to me just to see the incredible things that we've been a part of. We were also a part of that, the suicide prevention film that just did.
You said you had a good attendance to that,
too.
That was a great
turnout.
Really,
really great. We had, like, I want to say, like a little under 100 people around there, which is wonderful. We had, you know, some of the boys from the Valley Lake home, and people felt comfortable in sharing their experiences, and just some tips from some really great resources, some great mental health resources that we have in the area. But one of my prides and joys has been a part of being on the skate park committee.
Well, that's taken off.
So cool.
That is taken off.
Like, I'm like, it's helping my inner child.
Right.
But yeah, this has been a project that you guys have been working on for several years. And it's just been really amazing to see our young people lead this and really help their dream come to fruition.
Pass the mic over. I have to introduce Annabelle in to talk more about the skate park. Annabelle, good morning.
Hi.
I'm going to thank you for like the third or fourth time for being on the show.
Yeah,
and
no problem.
Annabelle brought two skateboards in. They're like miniature skateboards.
Yeah, they're called fingerboards. So basically you skateboard with your fingers. It's a lot safer way.
For me, For me, where did you get these? These are the coolest things ever.
I got them at Walmart, but you can get them like on Amazon, pretty much anywhere.
Okay. Well, tell me about the skate park and We Care Coalition. What are you up to? You're looking to raise some funds here, correct?
Yeah. So the Breckenridge Skate Park, it's called the Twin Town Skate Park. It has four phases. Phase one was completed in 2015. Phase one, it was mainly a mom and her teenage son that did most of the work. But
I remember that.
They also had a community that came with them, and the community really helped them out a lot. So basically that's what we're doing with phase two. We have a great committee. We all bring different skills to the table, whether it's social media skills or grant writing skills. We have a great website too, twintownskatepark.com. And we all just kind of work together to raise funds. And so far we've raised just over $43,000.
Wow.
And right now we have a $15,000 match grant through December 31st. And we've raised $5,600 towards that.
Annabelle, when did you start collecting for this? I mean,
when we first started, there was, I started skateboarding in 2022, like the very end of 2022, and in 2023, I kind of reached out to the city and like, hey, is it possible that we can add on more to the skate park? And then I got connected with the We Care Coalition, and they helped me really get started. And we had a fundraiser in, I think it was June of 2023. And then our committee started in October of 2023.
So you kind of spearheaded this on your own.
Well, kind of, but it's been a lot of people that have helped me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really great to be able to partner with all these great people from the community. So when we first started fundraising, there was $17,000 left over from phase one. And now we have like 43, so that's like 26.
Wow. Congratulations. That is really, really impressive. So people listening to this and they want to donate because obviously it's worth donating to. How do they do that?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, twintownskatepark.com. Our preferred platform of giving is called Zephy. There's a link right on our website. You can actually give right on the website.
Okay.
And we like Zephy because there's no fees.
Mm-hmm.
You can also give on Venmo and PayPal. There's links for that too. And there's all, and but those do have the fees.
Okay, great.
And if you want to, you can send a check to the We Care Coalition with Twin Town Skate Park in the memo line.
Okay, fantastic.
And then, yeah.
I'm going to come to you in 2025 and have you help me with my budget.
Okay.
Can you do that? You're a self-starter. You're a go-getter. Right. So that is fantastic. Shannon, grab the mic there.
Yeah.
We'll finish it up with you. Sure. Thank you for bringing Annabelle. That's
a
fantastic
story.
Isn't
she incredible?
That's a fantastic story.
I was like, I'm going to toot the horn of Annabelle. Like, she herself, she talked about, like, oh, there's grant writing, you know, gifts or whatever. Annabelle was able to write a grant.
Wow.
It was a North Dakota Community Foundation.
Rebecca helped me, too.
Yeah, Rebecca helped and what so not. So she was able to write a grant to the North Dakota Community Foundation, and they were able to add $5,000 to this to help us get started on that. And it will be a part of that matching grant.
I have a hard time writing checks, so
right,
congratulations
exactly.
on
it's,
that.
It's incredible. And once we get to, if we are able to match this $15,000, then
we'll
where are we?
Over halfway
to our goal.
Okay.
For
Fantastic.
Phase two.
Yeah,
okay.
Phase two will cost $140,000.
Okay. Yeah. And when does that end? I mean, when are you looking to collect this?
Yeah,
maybe,
so.
I'm thinking realistically 2026.
Okay.
Yeah, for the whole amount.
So you're looking for an entire year of fundraising with
that. Right. But the matching grant is only till the very end of the year.
Okay.
So we only have until the end of the year to make this
$15,000
this year.
Okay.
So the 31st is the last day to actually have that that grant matched for that $15,000.
Well, and again, plenty of ways to give, too.
Right, plenty of ways to give. But, yeah, we're excited about that opportunity to, like, if we can get it matched, then we'll be halfway to our goal, which is huge.
Fantastic.
Yeah, super huge.
Because basically, like, if all the people that here are advertising, if, like, everyone just gives either $10 or $20, even if they can give $100 or more, it's just all of our resources coming together and we can meet this goal. So it's
right.
we can do this.
Make me a promise that you'll come back in throughout the next year, too, and we're going to talk a lot more about the skate park. Will
okay.
you do that? Annabelle, thanks for stopping in. And Pastor Shannon, always a pleasure having you stop in.
And remember, it's tax deductible. Get those
Okay, if you're
tax
looking
deductible.
At that. If you're looking at that, too, ladies, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
9:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. As a new administration steps into Washington, D.C. in January, this means new faces in government. Jordan Duck, Senior Director of National Affairs for the Nebraska Farm Bureau, says the turnover is even more greater when the new president is in a different political party than the predecessor.
When you have any new administration come in, you have a lot of new people, but when you have a party switch, a party in control switch, that leads to even more turnover in a very large federal government. And so in all the ABC soup agencies out there, alphabet soup agencies that are there, all new leadership, secretaries, undersecretaries, assistant secretaries, I mean, that's going to go all over the board, so all those folks will be new.
A new president means there are new priorities in the Oval Office.
Some of the things the president wants to tackle, we have to extend the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act before the end of the year in 2025. That's a big deal. That is individual income tax rates. That is estate taxes. That is Section 179 small business expensing, bonus depreciation, massive things that we were able to get back in 2017 that, again, if Congress does nothing, are all set to expire this year. And so that'll be a very large topic of conversation, and it's going to happen very, very quickly.
President-elect has made his feelings on trade tariffs well known. He says the Nebraska Farm Bureau will continue pushing for overseas trade.
I think that we, as an organization, continue to be a very pro-free trade organization and continue to call balls and strikes with any administration. And on the trade front, we hope that we get some action on trade compared to the last 4 years where we haven't seen a whole lot of anything. A lot of the tariff policy was quietly continued, and we didn't see a whole lot happening and no work on expanding markets. The first first president in a very long time who did not ask for the assistance or the ability to negotiate free trade agreements. That's problematic. President Trump is going to be very active in this front, and I think there's going to be some things we'll agree with, some things we won't.
What are among some of the takeaways contained in the recently issued Federal Advisory Committee report focused on the next set of dietary guidelines for Americans?
What recommendations are provided by a Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee report regarding new federal dietary guidelines covering the period of 2025 to 2030? Janet DeJesus of the Department of Health and Human Services notes among those recommendations for HHS and USDA
have one flexible dietary pattern
consisting of core elements but flexible dietary choices, a model called Eat Healthy Your Way.
So really to show people that there's many ways that you can eat. For example, your protein foods can be solely vegetable, or you can move across the continuum and include seafood and animal-based proteins.
The website, dietaryguidelines.gov, contains details on a 60-day public comment period on the report now underway and an oral comment public hearing scheduled for the middle of next month.
That's a check of our Ag News update on the Ag Central Radio Network.
Morning Markets and Ag News brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley. Farmers Union.